FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome back to SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here, back in Lancashire, slightly to the east, slightly to the north of Preston. Last week we were in the north bit.
Yeah.
We're at Forward Amateurs. This evening we're at Longridge Town.
A bit further
the home of Longridge Town.
Longridge Town.
And this wood zone, this is what it's all about,
it
my
is.
Friend.
It is.
If only we had TV here this evening, we could show you just how picturesque and beautiful our surroundings are for this pre-season friendly. FC United taking on Longridge Town this evening. The pitch is gorgeous. There's some nice new houses backing onto this ground. Decent bar and setup over here on our left. But more importantly, Woodso, something I've been banging on about for years now, there's a cricket club right next door.
Yeah, Longridge Cricket Club, just down the road, yeah.
It's lovely, isn't it?
So, it is.
I've got to say, Woodso, I think this might rival Mosley, Buxton, maybe not Buxton, actually.
Matlock,
Stocksbridge. For their view.
Yeah.
This is up there.
Yeah, it's not far off. You're probably not a million miles away, yes. It's really nice. And we've been three-sided. You've got unadulterated views of the Pendle Hills and watching the cricket
watching
over
the
there.
I've said it for years.
The corner I normally stand when we come friendlies.
All this, you know, we need to prioritise the pitch and everything. Nonsense. We need to get a cricket club at Broadhurst Park. I'm telling you, it'll transform the club. But we're here for the football tonight. A good outing on Saturday against Forward Amateurs.
Yes,
4-1. I think a better second half, but I think that was to be expected. What do you think Neil's taken from Saturday, Woodsell? Well, I should say Woodsell's here. Hi, Woodsell.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Well, I mean, it was an interesting comment that he said. Certainly on the video interview. I can't remember if he said it when he spoke to us. Training sessions, these. So that's an interesting comment. That maybe I was going to say don't take him seriously. That's not true. But maybe he's using certainly today and Saturday and probably Saturday again as who's standing out, who's the ones are we definitely going to be going forward with, so to speak. Because he did say that he'd be trimming it by a couple. Now, having said that, you can interpret that in different ways, because he also said to us that he was planning on maybe Sandro going out on loan and somebody else going to America. So if we had 21 on Saturday and the Hall's back 22, take two off, there's 20. He's culled a couple without actually culling anybody, if that makes sense. So this could well be the squad that we start the season with, but
well,
I don't know.
There's 21 names on the starting, well, not on the starting, in the lineup. Well, 11 starting. Dan Lavercombe's not here, so therefore it's 10 outfield players on the bench. So we're expecting
it'll be same again,
mass substitutions at half time. We will try and endeavour as well to get some interviews. I think people enjoyed that.
Oh, it was quite a good little touch, that, yeah.
So we'll do more of that during this evening's game. But I'll give you the starting 11. Ryan Hamer.
I thought it was my job.
Hamer, isn't it?
It is, but I thought it was my job.
Well, you did call him Ryan Hamer on this team sheet.
I know we do this.
All right, you do it then.
Ryan Hamer's in goal, or Hamer.
Hammer.
Jan Hamer in goal. Curtis Obeng. We've got a new name at left back, Guy Hall. So I don't know who he is, but somebody hopefully might be able to tell us. Jonathan Smith, Jan Palinkas, Curtis Jones, Jack Anderton, James Vincent, who's tonight's captain or starting captain, Regan Linney, Harry McGee, Eddie Mieko. Substitutes are Clive Smith. Well, it's everybody else really, but Clive Smith, Josh Askew, Luke Griffiths, Chris Taylor, Alex Woolerton, Tom Murray, Michael Donoghue, Andy Halls, obviously wasn't there on Saturday, and Charlie Ennis.
And for Longridge Town,
go on, you do that.
We've got Longridge Town's team sheet here, which is great news because we were missing that on Saturday. Apologies again to Forward Amateurs, but it's Aspinall, Marshall, Yoke, Gourley, Newton, Goff, Harris, who's the captain, Fletcher, Turner, Wilkerson, and Arrowsmith. And then substitutes, it's Alston, Makepeace, Linehan, Waring, Mishenji, and Hayhurst, and
Macchio.
Well, we're underway here. What do you think about Palinkas and Jones being at the back tonight together for starting?
Well, it'd be interesting. I mean, Palinkas played well there the other night. I would imagine Chris Taylor will be coming on the second half to play with Andy Halls there. But I mean, Palinkas had a good second half on Saturday, so it's just another way of, I suppose, getting him back into the team and seeing who he can play alongside and giving him a chance.
Great ball by Hall there to find McGee. McGee there to the back post. He should have been a bit more selfish, I think.
Yeah, he should have had a shot.
Jonathan Smith was unable to get to that ball.
Guy Halls I've just been on a message. Guy Halls played full with amateurs. Presumably against us on Saturday.
Well, it's a free kick to Longridge. It's Yoke with this free kick on his right foot. It's in line with the edge of the penalty area, but about 10 yards outside the box. And it comes towards the near post. With 6 minutes played here, it's Longridge taking the lead.
Yeah, wasn't a lot of power behind the free kick, neither. It may have either, I mean, we can't really tell from here, but maybe his wall wasn't in the right place, or he just got surprised with the way where he dinked it. But not a great goal to concede. But we saw it happen on Saturday. You know, in the old, it's the old Northwest County. We told you not to score. Hopefully,
Miyako now out to the right hand side to Obeng. Can FC United get an opportunity here? Obeng plays it to Miyako. Miyako has to play it all the way back to the halfway line now to Palinkas. Palinkas back to Obeng. Obeng back to Palinkas on the halfway line. He plays the ball forward here to McGee. McGee out to the right-hand touchline to Smith. Smith to McGee. To Miyako. Miyako now back to Smith. Smith to McGee. To Miyako. Obeng, who's infield, plays the ball back to the edge of the centre circle to Jones. Jones out to the left-hand side to Anderton. Anderton beats his man.
Well.
Crosses the ball in towards the near post.
It's a goal, but he's offside.
And Linney is offside. But what build-up play from Messina. That's
brilliant.
More like it.
Yeah, Anderton did really well there. Beat his man brilliantly.
Miyako lining up a shot towards the goalkeeper's near post. He saves it. Following
Jonathan
up, though,
Smith,
is Jonathan ball. Smith, who's onside. And FC United have got an equaliser. And that's been coming the last 5 minutes.
Yes, yeah, it has, definitely. And a good shot from Miyako. Well saved by the keeper, but I suppose he'll be thinking, I should have palmed it round the post and about. And Smith followed it up really well. And which is something, another one, don't follow up enough shots. So that's
well, we did there.
Exactly.
30 minutes played, FC United with an equaliser. Half time here. That was a slow burner for FC United.
Yeah.
But I think in the end, we that first half team could take a lot out of that.
Some lively performances. I quite like the look of Anderson's. Anderson did well on the left-hand side. Probably should have scored, but taking that out of the equation, he'd done well. Miyako's looking good. He was linking up well with Obeng. They're friends from what I've seen on social media. I think so maybe they know how he play, potentially. Obeng looked good. Plinkas did okay. Linney was Linney's usual self. Yeah, I think it was okay. Not bad. You know, like I say, it took a bit of time to get into it. Had to go a goal down again. Probably should be three or four up, to be fair.
Yeah. Think so.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're going to be joined now by Jonathan Smith, which is nice. Jonathan, I won't keep you because I know you're really keen to do your warm down and stuff. how was that for you? That's that first half there.
Yeah, it was tough to be honest. They give us a good game. I think they're a good side. They play good football, and yeah, I think to be honest, I think the first 20 minutes they had the better of it. And then I think we came on strong in the end. I think we missed some good chances. We could have put the game to bed. Regan, Jack, you know, the chances you expect to score. But yeah, good game, good run out.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty competitive tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, the good side, I was impressed with them. It's the first time I've been here and I was very impressed with the style of play. You know, they've got a real fluent style, real, you know, they play through the lines, they make it difficult. You know, they're not just a sort of back-to-front team, which you probably expect. But yeah, good test and, you know, good workout for us.
And we've had two different styles of pitches as well, because this is beautiful, isn't it? I mean, what are you making of pre-season thus far?
Yeah, it's been good. Two tough games, I'll be honest, you know, and you expect that when you haven't played for a while, and you know, there is a lot of new faces, and it's sort of, you know, getting used to what people can and can't do, and you know, what the manager's expecting from us. But you know, yeah, this is a lovely place to come. Great pitch, great setup, and you know, it was a very, you know, very challenging game for us.
And my question is, does that count as does that go on the career, the goal there?
Or does it all count?
Yeah, yeah, right, that's fine. I'm with you, I'm just checking, yeah.
It's interesting how you've been playing in these games as well, because you know, you're there following up on a rebound to score, and you're also, you know, at forward, it was pretty advanced, wasn't it?
We were saying you seem more forward pitch than probably where you were last season.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, obviously I'm 35 now, so I've adapted my game a little bit, which I did last season. But I'm comfortable in either role. I think, you know, that was always probably my natural game, box to box player, which that is, you know, how I've played throughout my career. But I'm comfortable playing as a holding midfielder. It's just whatever's the best for the team, to be honest. Whatever the gaffer wants, and you know, I just enjoy playing for FC United.
That's great to hear. But I was going to say about this coming season, because obviously, you know, without Potts, we've been talking about this level of experience in the squad. You know, yourself, Vincent there, you know, Jones, it's a very experienced squad, isn't it? I mean, what's your thoughts on the actual makeup of how it's looking?
It's looking good. You know, I feel like we've got some really good players. We've got a strong squad. Disappointed last year that we didn't, you know, get in those playoffs. I thought we had a really good side last year. It was just, you know, some games let us down. This year, yeah, it's looking strong, but it is really early days. You know, I think at the moment it's about getting used to everyone, how everyone plays, what, you know, it's the first time tonight I played with sort of Eddie on the right side there. And yeah, it's just getting used to what he likes. You know, does he want it in behind, does he want it to feet? And it's just, you know, once it comes together, you know, I think we've got a good side.
Well, Jonathan, a big thank you. Yeah. And look at all these players there just sitting around.
Look at the rest,
Jonathan
though, yeah.
Here, he's
doing his bit.
He's doing his bit.
No,
Thank you so much.
Happy to talk football whenever you want.
Just before you go, looking forward to getting back to Broadhurst Park.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, obviously, always love playing at Broadhurst. And you know, I think we're all itching for the season to get going already. You know, it's what we live for. Our Saturday afternoons playing for FC United, and you know, hopefully that we can have a successful season.
Great stuff, Jonathan. Thank you for joining us, mate.
Cheers,
and good luck for the rest of the pre-season. Well, the teams are now back out onto the pitch. Let me give you the starting 11 for FC United. I'm assuming Ryan Hamer will stay in goal.
It looks like it.
Also playing on the pitch for FC United in the second half will be Clive Smith, Josh Askew, Luke Griffiths, Chris Taylor, Alex Wallerton, Tom Murray, Michael Donoghue, Andy Halls makes his pre-season debut tonight, and Charlie Ennis. And I'm assuming Charlie Ennis will be captain.
Jack Anderson's still on as well.
United on the attack, back to the edge of the penalty area. Good first touch from Ennis and a great save by the goalkeeper. That was good stuff from FC United there. So let everyone know, we will be back on Saturday for FC United against Bootle, live at Broadhurst Park. Get yourself down there. A lot of work's been done behind the scenes by volunteers. Pretty sharp on Facebook when I've seen some of the pictures.
Yeah, the bar scarfs up over the turnstiles and things like that.
And we'll have full commentary available right here on FC Radio. James, how are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the radio. You've not been officially welcome to the club until FC Radio welcomes you, so welcome.
So I've heard, thank you.
You are live though, so please don't swear.
Okay.
How are you finding it so far, two pre-season games in?
Loving it, enjoying it. The gaffer's put some good ideas in us, so trying to implement them, and it's been good. It's been different for a few of the lads in the system, but it's what you want. You want to be tested, and I think we've done well so far. Two games in, two good performances.
How are you finding life at FC United? Because obviously I think you're at Rimini as well. It's a bit unique, isn't it? You know, he's coming from Hereford. I know they've got a bull and everything, but it's a bit special, isn't it? Going to Italy and stuff.
I mean, no, it was good.
How are you finding things?
Really good. First sort of glimpse of the club was Rimini, Italy, and it was fantastic to see. The manager told me what it would be like. The lads said the same, the atmosphere, what sort of the fans bring to the club, and yeah, they didn't disappoint. It was really good.
He's very bright and breezy at 3 o'clock at the airport, this fellow.
I was, to be fair.
Sat on his suitcase when we got there,
personally, it's good.
And with regards to, you know, you personally and your career to this point, you come to the club with bags of experience. You mentioned Hereford, Stockport County as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
Norwich in the Scottish Cup final, yeah?
Yeah, there's that as well.
Can't forget that, yeah.
I mean, what are you hoping to bring to the table this season? Because we've already spoke about, you know, your experience and stuff like that. What are you hoping to bring?
Probably what you've said, the combination of what I've learnt along the way. I'm fortunate enough to have a professional career for 14, 15 years now, so hopefully I can just bring something to that. If I can help some of the younger lads along the way, then that's great as well. But yeah, I just want to, the manager's good, he wants us to play football the right way, which suits my style, so just looking forward to getting involved with it. And it's been great so far.
And wearing the captain's armband in the first half as well. To be fair, when we saw you on Saturday, we kind of figured that was coming, because you've got that about you, haven't you, that kind of level headedness.
Third on the list, if you've listened to the interview, just third on the list. If somebody's not playing, then it's not him. Now, if somebody's not playing, then it's him. But that's how it works.
I mean, there's not to do with that level of experience, is there? I mean,
no.
It's Jonathan Smith, for example.
You can see it, can't you?
What do you make of the squad more generally?
It's good. Like you said, it has got a good blend, hasn't it? Some lads that, like you said, have been there, done it, smudged tails. And it's good in terms of that. The gaffer said he's just going to share the armband round and make a couple of decisions along the way. So, yeah, more than happy to do it. And like I said, if I can help anyone, then I will do.
So just before you go off and get changed and stuff, how much are you looking forward to Saturday and being at Broadhurst Park? You've obviously danced to YMCA in Italy and stuff like that. I mean, what? It doesn't often get played at Broadhurst Park, to be fair. I don't know why you even mentioned it.
No.
But how much are you looking forward to Saturday's match?
Yeah, can't wait. That was a massive pull to come into the club as well. It's sort of fortunate enough that I've kept an eye on the club for a good couple of years now. Good friend Charlie plays for them, so I've known all about it, knowing how good it is. So yeah, to be able to play there will be brilliant. Can't wait.
James Vincent, big thank you for joining us, and good luck for the rest of the season. See you soon. Take care. Donoghue now. Donoghue lays it off there to Askew. Askew! Just wide of the far post.
He wants a corner. He's got one.
Is Donoghue now. Donoghue dribbling through the middle. Beats one man. Beats a second. Donoghue here.
It's a foul.
Just wide. And the referee's brought it back for the initial foul.
He
was fouled twice, but he's gone with the first one.
Rather
than the one that was in the penalty area.
Well, you always go back to the first.
Anderson's in the penalty area, but it's Ennis over the ball. Ennis, with an absolute fantastic free kick. Goalkeeper with no chance.
Yeah.
And, that was special, that, wasn't it?
It was. About time supporters are leaving. Just on the full-time whistle. That doesn't work.
Full-time, 2 seconds there of added time in this friendly. 2-1 the score to FC United.
It was.
Another good run out, Woodfell.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, another good game. Again, like I said, at half-time, there's no point rolling up here and winning, you know, I mean, not to we would do, but winning 7-0, you don't learn anything. Another competitive game. Longridge put it in, and
We're waiting for Neil Reynolds, so don't go anywhere, dear listener. Neil, thank you for joining us. Good run out of that, I thought. Yeah, Longridge were really good.
Firstly, I've got to say, immaculate pitch, stadium, fantastic to everyone at Longridge. They gave us a really good game, you know. Fair play to Lee Ashcroft. He's got rid of a lot of experienced players from last season. He's brought in a load of young lads, and they're good, and it's good to keep an eye on them. And you know, they've played with good intensity. So I thought first half for 20 minutes they were excellent. I thought then we dominated play, and then probably second half we surrendered them a lot. But you can't knock them. You know, if they can keep that side together, I'm sure they can have a good goal this season. But big thank you for putting us on tonight, and you know we'll wish them all the best for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. What have you taken from tonight, other than the fitness element? Because, you know, I mean, we could talk about the back four in that first half. They had to work. Linney had to work. I mean, they've been effective, I think, as a friendly.
We've taken loads from that tonight. I mean, you may not have seen, you know, we're trying to adopt this 4-3-3, 4-5-1 out of possession. You know, we got a bit of joy off Donald's breaking from deep in the second half. We got the free kick and Chaz dispatched it. I thought, you know, for 20 minutes of the first half we got it wrong. I thought Harry Magee was going into areas he shouldn't have been, which was allowing him to play around us. But then when we fell into a midfield three tight, we got a lot of ball, which allowed the likes of Eddie Mieko, Jack Anderton to come into the game. And I thought we finished the first half really well, and then obviously we did all our changes again and deployed it again. So it's, you know, we're 2 training sessions in, 2 games, loads of positives, you know, 2 wins out of 2, 6 goals and 2 conceded. So they're not easy coming places like this. Everyone expects you to win, but winning is a tall order. So, but no, happy with everybody so far.
2 goals for Charlie Ennis in these 2 games. Obviously, one from the penalty spot, but that free kick was pretty nice, I thought.
Yeah, it was, and you know, I'll be honest with you, we didn't back him on the bench. Got someone going for a while, and then he scored. You know, it shows what we know. But no, listen, you know, Charlie's come back fit like he does. He knows that when he plays this season, he's gonna have to win part of the game. He knows he's got a lot of competition. He knows that at times we're gonna have to save his legs and, you know, and come on from the bench. But he's a master, isn't he? Set pieces. You pretty much put your mortgage on him. You know, scoring penalties, and his first season, he was getting a lot of free kicks, and hopefully that can be the catalyst for some more.
Going to segue to another player, but Jonathan Smith, he's been playing slightly more advanced in the first half against Fulwood, and tonight he scores. I mean, are we seeing something new?
We want to play a 3 in midfield, and we want the 2 either side of the central man to be the ones who break from deep. Tonight, Smudge and Magee got the opportunity to do it. Second half, Murray and Donoghue got to do it. What we've got to work out is who the best 3 will be. Mm. You know, the anchor man role, it can be Vincent, it could be Griffiths, it could be Smith. All got different qualities in different games, where Smith's got his tenacity and his bite. Vincent's just really calm in all situations, and Griff's got that diag pass. So we've got to work out which throw will be best. I think when you've got a runner of Donoghue, as well as what he is, he kind of complements whoever plays alongside him. But we've got a lot of work to do, because it's different than playing with a number 10 that we did last year. So it's knowing when to go and when not to go. So it's early, but you know, Smith is playing in one of the more advanced roles as we speak.
So we've had this nice little tour of Lancashire. I mean, it's beautiful here, isn't it? It really is.
It's only 11 minutes from my house as well.
Yeah, there is that too. Yeah, a bit longer for
us. That has been noted on the internet today, by the way. Yeah. get that in quick.
But, because beautiful surroundings here in Lancashire, beautiful surroundings in North Manchester. It's going to be great to get back to Broaders Park on Saturday.
It will be. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to all the volunteers and everyone's given up the time that we have spent. hours and hours and hours tidying up the stadium, you know, this summer. And I'm hoping that when people come through, they'll be able to recognise that. There's been so much work gone on. The pitch is in superb condition. But, you know, I'll reiterate, I keep coming in every single day and seeing different faces and people helping out. And it's a fantastic place to be around. And, you know, everybody, you know, who's helping out deserves the plaudits. But I'm just hoping that, you know, come Saturday, that the fans recognise that, they recognise the pitch, and they take away their empty plastic glasses at the end of the game.
Absolutely. It's good to recycle. Obviously, Brian Richardson's coming back as well.
You've done it again. Shush. I was going to do that. Shush.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him. You know, I think he's got an interview with Tim pending this week. But it's going to be great to see Brian. You know, we keep in touch. We speak to each other. He'll want to put one over us, I'm sure. You know, Fulwood, that we started with, were a lesser opposition than Longridge. Longridge are a lesser opposition than Bootle. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the two games put together, we'll be in for a really tasty game against Bootle. I know that are going to be a really good side. And like I said, the pitch is absolutely immaculate. And I'm sure you've got two footballing sides. So, you know, we'll be doing the same again. It'll be 2:45, we're saying. Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that, because obviously if we time Bury as well, it is a step up.
The first four games is just training sessions. It's lad getting 45 minutes in the tank. We've consulted with Liv. You know, she doesn't want any more than that, because we're early into pre-season. And last season we probably got it wrong. We played fatigued and got injured. So it's a learning process. People will be getting 45. Jack got 90 tonight, because coming back to his old team, we played the friendly for Jack. But Saturday we're back to, you know, two lots of 45s, and, you know, hopefully, you know, the lads on show can put a performance on. But, you know, I want to stress that people will be expecting a win, but it's still training. And then we'll play Bury, and then we'll get ready for Jersey. And then when we come back and we get back from Jersey, you'll probably see the team begin to settle down, and then people start getting 60 minutes, 70 minutes in the belt, you know, coming into the last four or five pre-season games.
Well, Neil, big thank you for sorting this friendly out. I've never been here before, but it's a fantastic pitch, fantastic scenery, cricket club. What more do you want, really? It's great stuff.
It's
really
fantastic. And, you know, and it forms part of our pre-season programme, as football does. You know, and it's good for us, and we like coming here, and they look after us. And, you know, I want to wish Longridge all the best this season. Yeah. They're a good club, and, you know, I love them seeing get promoted.
Absolutely. Well, Neil, see you Saturday for Bootle, and big thanks for coming over and saying hello.
No problem.
That's us over and out for this edition of FC Live. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Oh, loved it. You know, every second of it.
Back to Broadhurst Park on Saturday. FC United taking on Bootle. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. Get yourself down there. But if you can't make it, we'll have full commentary available right here.
Professional commentary. James Quinn
and Stato Paul is back. But big thank you to Woodsell for joining us.
No problem. And anybody else who was wandering past.
Jonathan Smith.
Yes.
And James Vincent.
James Vincent.
See you all soon, dear listener. Goodbye. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.